And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were so afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. May be seated. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
The King is here. Our Lord and Savior is born this day. Glory to God on high. Today is a very special day. This evening we are gathered as brothers and sisters to celebrate the feast of the Nativity of the man upon whom the church is founded, the man upon whom we gain life. Today indeed is a very special day because we are here this very beautiful evening to exalt and sing hymns of praise and honor to God who took on human flesh, was born meekly in a manger in order to bring light to the world. There's a hymn, and I will not sing it for the sake of time, that says, Glory be to God be the glory. Great things he hath done. So loved he the world that he gave us his Son, who yielded his life our redemption to win, and opened the life gate that all may go in. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Let the people rejoice. O come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give him the glory, great things he hath done. This very day speaks to the greatness of God. Because of his Son, our Savior has come to us in the flesh and is born. God, our King, is here. So today, this evening, we celebrate because Jesus is the reason for this season. Now, Jesus is indeed the reason for this season. However, in today's world, it's easy to notice the symbols of Christmas, the twinkling lights, the beautifully decorated Christmas trees, and of course, hopefully, the presents neatly wrapped under them. It's also easy to notice the commercial symbols of Christmas that are quite evident in our society as a whole. All around us, we see symbols that communicate that unique feeling that this is a season to celebrate and enjoy ourselves. However, as wonderful as these symbols are, they are but a means to an end. They are not the end in and of themselves. They should be guiding tools and signal lights that ought to lead us to the ultimate and beautiful end, which is our Savior is born. This season ought to be celebrated not apart from Jesus, but because of Jesus Christ. The lights that beautify the trees should remind us that Christ is the light of the world. The ornaments adorning the trees should remind us of God's handiwork in the creation as beautiful and diverse. The gifts we share with each other should remind us of the ultimate gift, which is salvation. And when we sit down to feast, we should think about the great feast that we celebrate each Sunday, in partaking of the body and blood of Jesus Christ. No greater feast. He is the reason for this season. So let us take it a little farther this year and allow our hearts to be immersed fully in the story of God, the God who became man. Let Jesus truly be the reason for our celebrations. I love what St. John Chrysostom says in his homily on Christmas morning. Here's what he says. He says, What shall I say? And how shall I describe this birth to you? For this wonder fills me with so great astonishment. The Ancient of Days has become an infant. He who sits upon the sublime and heavenly throne now lies in a meekly manger. But why? Why does our Lord condescend himself to a mere mortal man? Why would this all-powerful God, all-knowing God, creator of this universe, deign himself with a corruptible body? Well, at the heart of it, God became man because God is love. The epistle to the Hebrews expounds on this aptly in the 17th verse of its second chapter. Therefore, he, Jesus, had to be made like his brothers, fully human in every way, so that he might become a merciful and faithful high priest in service to God, to make a propitiation for the sins of people. Essentially, God so loved the world that he became fully man in order that he might atone for the sins of the world by way of the cross, and that all who look to him and believe in him are released from the bondage of fear and sin and are declared to be children of God. We also read Saint Athanasius, who says, he, Jesus, was made man that we might become God. Being made God refers to the action of being adopted into the divine sonship of God, whereby, as the Apostle Paul puts it, we can now cry to him, Abba, Father, Daddy, because he indeed, through the incarnation, we are now brought into the fold as adoptive children of God. We have the right as heirs and co-heirs with Christ to call upon God, not as some distant demigod, some distant being, but as our Father. No longer are we bound by fear. Death doesn't scare us anymore. No longer does the devil have any hold on us. Our debt is paid preciously and exhaustively by the propitiation that is Jesus Christ himself. We are sons of God because of the birth of Jesus Christ. His birth brings us life, and life in abundance. Our salvation journey begins with the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. And it begins, brothers and sisters, this very day. As I conclude, the prayer for this Christmas day reminds us that as we joyfully receive Jesus Christ as our Redeemer, we may with sure confidence behold him when he shall come to be our judge. The story of Jesus doesn't end merely with a celebration of his birth. That would be too easy. That would be too good a story if it ended with the celebration of this little baby. But the story of Jesus will bring him suffering. The story of Jesus will bring him pain. It will bring him agony and finally death. And death upon a cross. Our Lord will take this on because of his love for us, because again, he is love. He will assume our sins and our iniquities in order to restore and reconcile us with God the Father. But finally, he will come back again as a judge to hold account every single person. Brethren, this day we have the joy of celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ. But we cannot stop there. We have to be ready to judge, for the judge, by committing and recommitting to him this day. We have the chance to ask God to bring us back into the fold if we've wandered away as we celebrate his birth. Thankfully, we do have an opportunity in our liturgy during Mass to confess our sins, and the priest will grant absolution. Let this day, brothers and sisters, not pass us by. As we celebrate the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ, let us also confess our sins. Let us also recommit to him in his birth. Let Jesus continue to be the reason for our celebrations. And may his love that surpasses all understanding continue to guide us on in our journey of faith. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
And may the joy of the incarnation fill our hearts with abundant blessings. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen.